One of the things that impresses me most about Damon is his ability to adapt to change and implement new marketing and selling strategies successfully. SEO, marketing, and now AI are dramatically changing the way that we market and sell online. That's why we're hosting our listing strategy workshop to teach you everything you need to know about selling on Etsy from a seller with over 25,000 Etsy orders. Visit thelistingstrategy.com and sign up today and get immediate access to our pre-work that will get you up to speed before class starts on May 23rd. See you in the workshop.
Hey y'all, I'm Damon Oates, founder of Deco Exchange. Who else has heard that crafting is just a hobby? I turned my love of crafting into a thriving multi-7-figure company, surrounded myself in an amazing community, and met some amazing business owners along the way. I'm here to show everyone that makers mean business.
What is going on, you guys? It is Parker here with the Makers Mean Business podcast. I am back for now. We'll see. Y'all, it's so funny. Every time I talk about the podcast or if someone else talks about their podcast, it makes me want to do our podcast. So maybe I just need to talk about our podcast more to keep me like motivated and keep me going and keep me interested in all the things. But all that aside, y'all, I am back. And this time I'm committing to 7 more episodes. And it's like a series, I guess. It sounds dramatic, but I guess there was like a situation. There was a situation with, I guess, the business. There was like a certain event that happened. Y'all, it's not that serious. It was just like a talking point. And I think I'm going to use it as a springboard to, I think, just splinter off different episodes that all revolve around this one thing that happened. And this episode, I'm just really going to talk about the issue or the situation that happened. And most of you guys probably know about it already because I was like super transparent with everyone and we've talked about it on live video and all of that. But we had this specific issue with the subscription boxes. It just was not our month, you guys. We messed up so many things. And I say we, I think it was mostly me. I don't know. I think I take responsibility for literally everything in our business. I think that's what happens as a business owner. And I don't know. I just blamed myself. I don't blame Damon. I don't blame the team. I don't blame anyone. It was literally just me because I just take responsibility for everything. But y'all, what did we do? We didn't do very many things right when it came to this month's subscription box. We had a really tough month. This month was February. If you guys are watching the replay or the recording, and it's not February anymore. February 2024 was not a good month for the Wreath Supply Box. Y'all, if you don't know, we have our subscription box. We've got around 2,200 subscribers. It's craft supplies. So it's not a wreath kit. It's just supplies to make a wreath. We do a lot of exclusive items in the box. We design them ourselves. It's not meant to be just a box that you put together. It's meant to be an inspirational box with stuff in it. But if you want to read more about it, if you want to hear more about it, wreathsupplybox.com. Judging by this episode, it's not going to sound like we deliver very well, but y'all, honestly, the stuff in it is really great. You get a really great deal, and it's just a really cool box that has a lot of really exclusive stuff in it. But what I want to explain today is like the issues that occurred in the box or delivering the box to you guys. Long story short, we're going to make it right and everything's going to get fixed. But I wanted to use this as a talking point on what happened, what I thought about it, how we fixed it, how we solve problems in our business, how we deal with issues. I think I was like super compelled to talk about this in particular. One of the few things that came to mind is that everything always just works out for us, or everything just looks perfect from the outside, or we don't ever mess up, or things just come easily, or anything like that. And I joke around with Damon a lot about this because, y'all, Damon makes stuff look really easy. It's really not fair. Look, don't get me wrong. He works so hard. He is just a pillar of consistency and work ethic and effort and all of the things. Like, but I think a lot of people probably don't see that. And they just look at him and, oh man, it must be nice for things to work out for you all the time. Or people see us and they're like, oh, we can just turn the camera on and sell stuff. Y'all, it's been years. And I'm gonna shout out Damon because we wouldn't be where we are today without him for sure as a business. And he is just, like I said, unwavering, unending. He is just a monster when it comes to just putting in the work. I wanted to share some behind the scenes of when things don't go well and most of the time people don't see it and what we do. But this whole podcast, I'm going to just talk about that problem in particular. And I'm going to wrap up a few ideas of how I'm going to share some different lessons that came from this event. We ship around 2,200 boxes a month. This month, about 300 of them never left the warehouse. I don't know if the labels never printed. I don't know if the labels got lost, got thrown away, got stuck in a corner somewhere and never made it. I don't know if, I'm pretty sure this didn't happen, but it's really hard to tell if did the post office lose 300 boxes. I think it was on us because we have a lot of inventory left over. And I guess it's like a suspicious amount of inventory left over. We order a specific amount of specific products to fill the boxes. And there was just way too much left over. And it was just a red flag after red flag. Honestly, it was not good. We had 300 boxes that never left the warehouse. On top of that, we have a deluxe subscription. So we have an upsell to the box where you can get additional stuff plus the regular box. One of the items that were supposed to go in the deluxe box never even made it into the box. We had it cut, we had it printed, we had it made, we had everything that it should have made it, but it didn't. It just sat in a box in the corner of the warehouse and no one noticed. It just never happened. So 700 customers didn't get one of the items in the box. And that's not fun. That's not fun. So we had a total of around 1,000 mess ups between the 700 deluxe subscribers that never got their item and then the 300 boxes that never even left the warehouse. Not good, you guys. It was absolutely a disaster. Absolutely disaster. So we're still trying to go through and fix it. As of today, we got the 300 boxes out. As far as deluxe stuff, we're working through that. I reached out to our customers. Probably some of you guys listening probably got that same email. I emailed everyone. I said, hey, we messed up. What I plan to do is to mail all of the deluxe subscribers the extra sign in the next month's box, so in March. But what I said was, hey, if that's not okay, let me know and I'll just send you that missing item. Overall, I think most people were super understanding, but I wanted to talk about, I guess, some things that went into that or some thoughts that went into that. Obviously, I mentioned I was super disheartened. I felt responsible. I felt like I messed this up. I felt like it was like a stain on our reputation. I'm super critical of myself and the mistakes that I make. So I just really dug deep into myself and was like, I can't believe I messed this up. It just was not a really great, it's been a really tough month dealing with all of that internally, not to mention logistically trying to figure all of that stuff out. So this episode was meant to, I guess, to pull the curtain back and to let you guys know what's been going on in our business, or at least this specific situation, and then some just general thoughts. But I think just recapping what I think I'm going to be talking about in the next few episodes as we dive deeper into these pillars or these specific scenarios or these specific tools that we're going to talk about, I'm just going to outline them and maybe talk a little bit about them because I'm going to go deeper in the upcoming episodes. So the first one is transparency. I think a lot of people are scared to share when they mess something up or share when something's not going their way or even share when things are going their way. And one of the pillars of Deco Exchange and one of the pillars of really just our day-to-day operations of the business, whether it be as to a customer or to an employee or to our students or any our community in general, has been transparency. And I'm going to dig deep into this in the next episode, but just being upfront and being honest has just gone like given so much in terms of growing our community and having people understand and trust and believe in us and know that we're going to do the right thing. So transparency is going to be definitely one of the pillars. The next one I want to talk about is just a community as a whole. And this one is nice for me in particular. I know Damon loves our community. Damon's built our community. Damon is so integrated with our community. But when it comes to a situation like this, I think I take things a little more personally than Damon does. Like I said earlier, I felt like I was the one that messed this up when there was multiple other, I'm not going to call them fail safes, but there were multiple other people, there were multiple other things that could have stopped this from happening. I still blame myself. And the community that we built because of transparency and other things has been so supportive, and that has really helped me from going into a really dark place or a really critical place. While I still know that I was one of the people that had a hand in messing this up and I guess causing an issue and disrupting the workflow and all the things, having the community still be supportive and a cheerleader and actually voice that and say, oh my gosh, I know how hard you guys work. Everyone makes mistakes. I know you're going to make it right. It's totally okay. Having those voices is really nice because sometimes you're not very kind to yourself, right? As a business owner or even as a person, you can be super critical of yourself. And just having those other cheerleaders in the background has been really helpful. The next kind of splinter, I think, is just learning from your mistakes. I'm going to dig into this a lot because as it turns out, you guys, we make a lot of mistakes. And really just learning how to deal with that and some lessons that I've, or some strategies or just general mindset, thought processes that come along with making mistakes and dealing with them in business. It's inevitable that something's going to go wrong. Honestly, it always happens. Nothing ever works to plan. A lot of you guys have probably heard of Murphy's Law. If you don't, the premise is if something can go wrong, it will go wrong. And honestly, thinking back on all of the subscription boxes, we've not had one, maybe a handful of them, y'all. We've been doing this for 6 years now almost. I don't think we've had one that has just gone seamlessly. There's always something going wrong. We're short on boxes, some product is damaged, something's missing, people get there, it's damaged in shipment. There's always going to be something. So really just learning how to deal with that will be the premise of that next episode and how to improve on stuff whenever you do make a mistake. Episode 5, y'all, I have a lot to say about customer service in general, but that whole episode is going to be about customer service lessons and how we deal with them and our general processes and thoughts. And I think all of this stuff, all of these different episodes, really, I see how they can apply to anyone. And I'm going to try to make sure that they apply to anyone in business. I'm going to try to make sure it includes people who don't have a team, who do have a team, who are just starting out, who have been in business for a while. And I think customer service is an ever-evolving, ever-changing kind of conversation. And it's not always a black and white thing. So that next episode is going to be about customer service. And I'm going to pull in some examples of the past and when we've dealt with customer service, how we've dealt with customer service with this specific issue with the subscription box, and just my general thoughts when it comes to dealing with customers, because it's tough, you guys. It's tough navigating those waters. Number 6, or the fifth episode following this one, I guess it would be, it's going to be all about communicating with your community, and it's going to tie in a lot of transparency. It's going to tie in a lot of customer service, but I wanted to bring in how you deal with that and how you kind of just share what's going on with your customers and your audience. And then, y'all, the last one that I wanted to touch on based on the different issue or the different issues and thoughts that we talked about in this episode and the upcoming episodes is just all about resilience. I know in previous episodes, we've talked about resilience, and I know a lot of the times people are going to ask, or people have asked me, what are the skills you need to be successful, or what are the most important things in your business that you've learned along the way? And I think even the last episode, I don't know what episode number we are on now. Honestly, I probably should have that pulled up, but I don't. I think the last episode, I talked about how important persistence is and how important resilience is and consistency. And to me, that's all married together. But honestly, resilience, persistence, consistency, it's all super duper important. And I know it's really ironic. I actually made a big joke about the last episode. I talked about persistence and how important it is in your business. And I haven't recorded a podcast episode in months, if not years. And I think that's ironic in a way. But while we haven't been recording podcast episodes, we've still been really consistent in delivering to our customers, talking to our audience, going live on Facebook, doing all the other things. So it's not that if you don't do one part of it, it's going to fall apart. Obviously, we didn't record podcast episodes, but that didn't really send our business into a spiral. So I think there's certain things that you do have to be consistent with, and you still have to push through and be resilient with as well. But y'all, that were my thoughts on this specific scenario. And it probably sounded really dramatic at first. But the premise is, y'all, we messed something up. And I wanted to talk about how we messed it up, what I learned from messing it up, how I deal with when I mess things up, and share that with you guys. Because I think it doesn't really matter if it's a big issue or a small issue. I think there's a lot of growth, a lot of lessons, and a lot of things to share about when you mess something up. Yeah, with that being said, I want to challenge you guys to reflect on your own mistakes and how it doesn't have to be a huge negative thing all of the time. Obviously, you don't want to mess stuff up in your business. You don't want to consistently be making mistakes. But like I said, mistakes are inevitable. Change is inevitable. And I think in the upcoming episodes, you'll learn a lot about how I deal with these mistakes and these changes. And I think you'll be able to take some of those lessons and implement them in your own business. But if you pretend like everything is fine and you are perfect and you don't make mistakes, I think that's going to be a struggle for you, because the truth of the matter is everyone does. And I think it's about how we deal with those mistakes and what we learn from them and how we adjust our game plan and our strategy afterward. Yo, with that being said, this is the first episode of the podcast that I've recorded in quite some time. I've committed to you guys at least for the next 6. So make sure that you guys subscribe to the Makers Mean Business podcast, and I'll see you guys next time.